This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba approves resignation tendered by Industry, Commerce and Supplies Minister Gajendra Bahadur Hamal. Prime Minister Deuba says no one can undermine democracy. COVID-19 infection rate decreases by 60% in Nepal. And plane crash in Russia kills at least 16 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba has said there is no alternative to democracy. Addressing the Literate Gandaki Province Declaration Program organized by the Gandaki Province government in Pokhara yesterday, Prime Minister Deuba said no one could undermine democracy and no one should ever dream of doing so. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deuba congratulated the citizens of the Gandaki province on becoming the residence of a literate province. The Prime Minister also stressed the need for conducting additional programs by determining the exact data on the literate and illiterate populations. Similarly, Gandaki Province Chief Minister Krishna Chandra Nepali Pokhral said Gandaki Province was home to several potentials. He also drew the attention of the Prime Minister towards helping for upgrading the Pokhara Stadium to conduct night spot events. Meanwhile, speaking at a greeting exchange program organized in Pokhara yesterday, Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Deuba vowed to lead the party in a unified manner. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba has approved the resignation tendered by newly appointed Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Gajendra Bahadur Hamal. Minister Hamal, who had taken oath of office and secrecy on Friday, resigned from the post yesterday morning. Prime Minister's Parliamentary Party Private Secretary Keshav Raj Joshi said Prime Minister Deuba had urged Hamal to resign from the post after questions were raised regarding his appointment. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has stressed the need for carrying out public construction works in double shifts to implement the development projects on time. Speaking at a discussion with concerned bodies about budget implementation issues yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma said capital expenditure could not be increased through single shift works. Minister Sharma added that development projects rarely meet deadlines and it was essential to work on a double shift to complete them on time. He added the government would pursue a policy of discouraging and eliminating the culture of intentional delay in the implementation of development projects. The COVID-19 infection rate has decreased by 60% in Nepal in past month. The Ministry of Health and Population said the number of active infection cases has dropped to 15,942 in the 23rd of September from 40,338 in 23rd of August. Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Podal attributed COVID-19 vaccines to the drop in the infection rate. Additional 596 new cases of COVID-19 detected in Nepal yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population also reported 871 corona recoveries in Nepal yesterday. Similarly, with the confirmation of 10 deaths yesterday, the corona-related death toll has reached 11,231 in Nepal. CPN UML General Secretary Ishwar Pokhrel has expressed the hope that UML will get people's mandate again in the next elections, reasoning that the party was dethroned from the government through the restoration of the dissolved House of Representatives by the Supreme Court. Speaking at a function organized in Kathmandu yesterday to exchange best wishes on the occasion of the Dasain Festival, he suggested to go for a fresh mandate to give country a proper way out. The District Administration Office Rupandehi has enforced curfew order at Modipur of Rupandehi District to contain a tensed situation created following a clash between the police personnel and the agitators. Chief District Officer Rishi Ram Tiwari said the curfew was enforced from 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon until further notice. The administration said the clash occurred after the police tried to dismantle the temporarily built structures and huts. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Krishna Kumar Shrestha has said the government is serious for creating job opportunities within the country. In his address to a festival reception in Damoh yesterday, Minister Shrestha said providing jobs to workless people due to COVID-19 crisis remained as the main challenge of the hour. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pampa Bhusal, has urged the entrepreneurs to construct structures for operating all types of home appliances with the use of electricity. Addressing a greetings exchange program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bhusal expressed the commitment to provide electricity to the amount demanded by the transport and industry sectors. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ए छोरा के छ हाल खबर पढाई कस्तो चल्दैछ
सबै राम्रै चल्दैछ अनि त्यहाँ के छ बुवा
यहाँ पनि सबै राम्रो छ ला तेरो आमासँग कुरा गर
पर्दैन पर्दैन किन धेरै पैसा खर्च गर्नुहुन्छ
किन टेन्सन लिन्छस् बाबु हामी जस्ताको लागि एनटीसी को कल इन्डिया प्याक छँदैछ नि इन्डिया कल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौँ न त
सेवा सुचारू गर्नका लागि *1415 # डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the update. Doctors say stressful and unhealthy lifestyle is a major causes of mental health issues. In a program organized to mark the World Mental Health Day in Chitwan yesterday, doctors and psychologists said the social, economic and environmental factors along with addiction were responsible for mental illness. They, however, have stressed the timely treatment to get rid of the disease. Psychiatrist Dr. Giriraj Vandana urged all to adopt a healthy lifestyle by reducing the stressful environment. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Senior Taliban representatives have said they had positive discussions with a delegation from the United States in the Qatari capital Doha and have begun a meeting with European Union representatives. It was the first face-to-face meeting between the two sides since the Taliban took over Afghanistan on August 15 after the West-backed government of President Ashraf Ghani collapsed as the U.S. forces started to withdraw from the country. The U.S. forces pulled out of Afghanistan on August 30, ending its 20-year military occupation. At least 16 people have been killed and 6 injured after a plane crashed in Russia's Tatarstan region. The RIA news agency cited the emergency services as saying the aircraft which came down near the city of Mendelinsky had been carrying 20 parachutists and 2 crew members. 6 people are reported to be in a serious condition. The crash took place at about 9:23 a.m. local time. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division has forecast the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 29.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba approves resignation tendered by Industry, Commerce and Supplies Minister Gajendra Bahadur Hamal. Prime Minister Deoba says no one can undermine democracy. COVID-19 infection rate decreases by 60% in Nepal. and plane crash in Russia kills at least 16 people. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.readinabout.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.